Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Nora learns the art of second chances. Cisco may have found a cure, and sure, Luke is on Nora's case. You guys stay tuned. We're back.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I just came home from doing a meeting. Tell me what you gonna do. Act a fool.
My job. Get it cleaned up. Drive the car. Drive the car.
Act a fool.
Just like you said, drive the car. What is up, guys? We are back. We hope you all had an amazing holiday, had some time to reflect and relax. But we're back, and we are, you know, we're fast and we're furious. What did you guys, well, before we, you know, talk about the episode, I'm your girl, Drew Jones, and obviously I cannot do this without my favorite panel. What's up, guys?
Hey, y'all, it's Chauncey K. Robinson.
Hey, Jamie Alexander here.
What's up, guys? It's Zach Silverman here.
Did you guys have a good holiday?
Yeah, acting. Like my Christmas gift.
Yes. Well, let's just get like right into it because I feel like, you know, you ever forget that like a character gets on your nerves and then over a long period, like you haven't watched the show in a minute and then you're like, dang.
Let me tell you, I watched the first two seasons of The Flash over break, and yes, there's many characters that got back on my nerve again. I was like, thank God you're gone.
We got a lot of updates on Zach over the break.
Hey, I was tying a lot of cool things together.
He was connecting all the dots. But what were your all's initial thoughts of tonight's episode?
I enjoyed it. I like, again, how there was a bunch of little different things going on that showed the relationship dynamics between everyone and, you know, certain people's strengths and, again, just learning how to play off of each other without stepping on each other's toes. I kind of just enjoyed, you know, watching that overall. There's a lot of situations going on. It's hard to pinpoint.
It was good. I think it's set up for what the rest of the season is going to kind of be like. I got to read ahead that we're going to get a lot of pair-ups again. And it kind of set us up to be ready for not a lot of Barry and maybe other characters coming together. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I thought it was a solid episode. I think the theme that I wrote down in my notes was redemption, mm-hmm. for sure. And Nora got on my nerves.
Yes, child. She sure did. Let's get right into Miss Nora. So we kick off the episode, and it's 2049. Mm-hmm. And she is hanging out with Thawne. And, you know, we learn that he really, really had, like, he taught her time travel. And, like, you know, he was a big part of her life. But she is not trusting him because, obviously, in the last episode, we saw that she found out that he killed her grandmother. So she's feeling some type of way. What were your thoughts on Nora's, like, storyline this episode? I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, she's kind of just Nora being Nora. She's like a grown-up child.
Yeah, but she's getting worse. It's like one thing not to listen to your mom or to be like, oops, and I'm so sorry. But now it's just like, girl, you are really tripping up everything that's happening. Like, she's like the wrench in the engine that is really about to make this whole thing crash.
I think, like, for me, she's falling into why I usually don't like kids on shows. And I hate to say that, but usually I don't like kid characters because they're usually made to mess things up. They're made to constantly be learning a lesson, which is weird because she's not like
she's
a
not
kid.
A child.
She's in her 20s, yeah. Supposedly. But it's like, for me, with Nora, I just feel like every episode where she's focused on, it's like Nora needs to learn a lesson moment. But then it's like it never seems to stick. You know, she's very brash. She doesn't listen. And mm-hmm. it's just very much in the kid trope that we see in shows where, you know, the kid doesn't listen and everything messes up and then the kid has to fix it and they learn a lesson.
Yeah.
Like she's like 25.
Yeah. Because we really start to see her start messing things up. Cecile's back. She's doing the trial for Joss, aka Weather Witch. And Cecile is sensing that Joss has major, you know, remorse. Like, she's regretting it. You can see it on her face. And she tells Nora, because obviously Barry is a little tied up with our new meta, who we'll get into later. But so Nora, you know, has to step up and go to the stand, and obviously gets a little heated and kind of doesn't help the case whatsoever. And we see her keep struggling with this idea that Joss could possibly want to change. How did you all feel about her, like, lack of, I don't know, like her lack
kind of lack of empathy?
Yeah.
I felt it was kind of appropriate stemming from where she had just come from. I mean, yeah. We had a about a month break, whatever it was. In their timeline, she literally just got back from 2049, just saw, like, right before her grandmother died. So she's still fuming, you know, she's heated up. And this is a perfect time for her to kind of, like, explode a little bit. And she's known to be an explosive type of character. So I get where it was coming from. What led up more in the episode, I did not like of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate given the situation, because you kind of saw that's what she was going to do. It's like, no, bad people don't change. But I think with her character, she's so brash with, like, she latches onto an idea. So, I mean, it's great. It's consistency for a character. Yeah. Like, they haven't switched it up, but she latches onto these ideas and she just drives it home until something major has to happen for it to go back. And I just want to say the chat agrees with me about no kids. Hey, chat. You know, y'all are agreeing.
Well, you know what's something interesting? The fact that what you just said, like, once she gets something in her head, it's kind of like she sticks with it kind of thing.
Yeah.
In rewatching the first two seasons, Joe constantly said both about Iris and Barry, you know, once they get something in their head, I can't change their mind. And there was two different seasons where he had tried to convince Iris to to do something different and then had to do the same thing for Barry. And he's like, I'm not going to try because once it's in their head, you know, I can't convince them otherwise. So it's kind of... they're getting both those qualities are both in Nora, I feel like. Yeah, and that's kind of maybe it's a nice little throwback with the writers trying to add that in there, but like too much of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I was about to ask. Like, even though, like, that was season one, and someone, like, I think Ivan Soda in the chat was saying that she's basically season one Barry, I just don't feel like it was, like, as overt, though.
Yeah, no. Barry wasn't as reckless. There's a huge sense of immaturity when it comes to Nora. Mm-hmm. And so even though she's somewhat justified, I really don't think she's justified. And because she's had so many mistakes in the past, it'd be nice for her to think before she acts and maybe kind of let other people share and assess the situation before she's just like, oh, no. Like, she was intent on sending Joss away. Like, I really hope she pays for what she's, you know, which I get. But she just didn't. She never left any room for correction or flow.
You know what we keep on forgetting, though, over the timeline or the course of the seasons that we've had? Technically, each season is like a year's time in the character's timeline. Nora's only had her powers for 6 months. Yeah. Barry has had his powers for at least 4 or 5 years, where he has these moments where he's realized, oh, people, I can give people second chances, which he stated tonight with Snart. Nora is kind of like wearing the superhero training wheels still, you know, and they haven't yet had an opportunity to come off. And she hasn't had the right teacher. And she just keeps like falling backwards because of all the mishaps that are coming about that she keeps learning.
But I will say, I mean, yes, I definitely understand that, but I will say I think it's just a personality flaw. I don't necessarily think, I think without, even without powers, she still has this really big personality flaw of, I know what's best, what I know, like, I'm right, you're wrong, trust me. And it's like, no, girl.
Right.
You're not right. Mm-mm. At all.
I was more sympathetic towards Dawn in some of their scenes.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I'm just like, but then that's Tom Cavanaugh. He's just such a
good amazing.
Actor, he's so good. He's so good.
I didn't ever think I would, like, care, like, where Dawn was coming from.
Yeah. So, obviously, Joss, this new character, Rhea Van Zant, a.k.a. Silver Ghost, comes and kind of breaks down the car, or like has control over the car because of Meditech, and gets Joss, and Joss is wanting to go back to
prison.
To prison. She's trying to, you know, change, trying to be different. Nora comes through, picks her up because Joss calls out to her, calls out to the Flash, but Nora shows up, and Nora just like does her dirty basically, which really ticked me off because I was like, this girl is really trying to change and you are not helping the matters once again. I don't know. Nora really ticked me off.
I didn't really see, like, I thought, okay, cool, this is going to be a nice little wrap-up of it, and, you know, Nora learned her lesson, but she, you're like what you said, she did her dirty.
The only thing that I didn't mind about it is I just feel like sometimes before I've wished they were harder on people. Like when it came to Killer Frost's dad or somebody at some point where they were just like, yeah, no, it's cool. And I think Cisco was the only one who had an objection. But I did kind of like seeing somebody stick to their guns. Although Nora did aggravate me, it was still kind of nice to have her be like, nope, bad people are bad. And nah. Because just in case, what if Joss really was lying or, you know, had something else going on at least? I mean, I guess if you're going to make a decision, stick to it. That's just one thing I appreciated about Nora's tood.
Yeah, she had, I mean, there is an aspect of it. I mean, I was annoyed too because it was just like, you really aren't going to try to listen to this woman at all. And she's trying to tell you, like, I drew you here. I mean, there is the possibility it could have been a setup. But it's kind of like Nora being as smart as she is when it comes to tech and all this other stuff. I feel like she could say, well, what possible way could this be a setup?
Exactly.
You know, so it's like she just totally didn't listen. And it's, I will say one thing though. Cecile in the courtroom did tell Iris how she was feeling with the vibes of the emotion, but I don't think Nora heard that, right? So maybe she wasn't privy to that information.
No, because Iris.
Oh yeah, she did tell her. She did tell her. Yeah,
Nora just don't be listening to her mama.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or her.
I was trying
grandma,
to give her out, y'all. See, I was trying that's to grandma. Not totally condemn her.
She doesn't listen to anyone whatsoever. So basically, yeah. We're dealing with, let's talk about Rhea Van Zandt, a.k.a. Silver Ghost, for a quick second. I don't want to give away too much because obviously Zach is going to give us a little more tea about her in the baddie breakdown, so stay tuned for that.
How'd you know I was going to talk about her tonight?
It was just a wild guess. She's the baddie. You know. She's the baddie and you break them down and I just put two and two together and it equals...
Gee, thanks.
She's smart like Nora.
Silver Ghost.
But not as annoying.
That's what you think. We find out that she was in the military and is put on dishonorable charge.
Dishonorable charge. A failed mission and then two months of death duty.
But we essentially find out that she didn't really do anything
wrong.
Yeah,
she was set up. Iris found out.
Set up. And that's, I think this is kind of where it changes Nora's view just a little bit. Showing that, like, this girl did everything right and then, you know, was done dirty. So that's why she went bad. So not bad. Bad people obviously aren't, like... at the root of everything bad. Yeah. At least that's what I got from it. But what did you think?
When she, what group was she saying they were starting? The Rogues?
Young Rogues.
Is that in the comics?
Yes.
Okay. I figured when I heard that the Young Rogues was in comic, which was interesting.
Yeah, when they said that, I was like, that has to be something. So chat, if you know who the Young Rogues are.
Tell us what.
Yeah, help your girls and guy out real quick. So I kind of feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like, Weather Witch is going to be around for a minute?
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, clearly, they've set up this dynamic of Nora semi-trusting, so maybe it might be this thing where maybe... I think it would be cool if Weather Witch kind of towed the line a little, because maybe she might end up... I mean, she did end up leaving with the other villain, but it was sort of like, I'm not totally evil, but I obviously can't go back to jail because they're going to put me away forever. So maybe it might be this towing of the line where, you know, she does good and then sometimes has to stay bad. Kind of like Catwoman with Batman. Yeah. Maybe something like that. Maybe it might even be a romance. I don't know.
I'm not mad at it, you know. Why? Because, oh yeah, I forget that Nora, like, has her lady loves.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. So they steal... this car, stealth automobile, aka Sam, from Wayne Tech, which I thought was a really cool little Easter egg. Shout out to, you know, Batman.
The best comic book hero ever.
Okay.
Batman.
I'm going to be... We're going to talk about that afterwards, because I'd love to hear your case on that.
I got
to
agree on you.
I'm not mad at it. I just, you know.
It's a good statement to say.
Yeah. There's a lot of confidence behind it. So I was like, okay. This car. Can we talk about this car and its emojis?
That was really cute.
Was it though? I don't know if I liked
it.
It's
so random. If for it being Wayne Tech, I would think it'd be kind of darker kind of tech inside.
Yeah, Batman doesn't scream emojis to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
I guess it was cute, but it was like, is that Bruce Wayne?
Well, it's signature? It's a prototype taken from Wayne Tech's, like, his creations and stuff. So it's something that... the Argus is creating that they got from Wayne Tech. It's not specifically Wayne Tech.
Gotcha. Mm.
Yeah.
I guess, like, it was for us as the audience to kind of, you know, use context clues to know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
But it was just very...
They got to spell it out for us these days.
Yeah. I wasn't too happy about, like, getting the Snapchat ghost emoji, and then they phased, like...
And how did she know that? That's what I was wondering. I was really privy to all of these little things and how they work.
Well, I mean, I guess being in the Air Force, maybe she had some...
Emoji
knowledge
training.
To top secret materials, or maybe she knew something that she shouldn't have known, and that's why she was discharged. I don't know.
I mean, she didn't know about the car, so mm-hmm. maybe there was a way of, like, knowing how the car would work. Also, her tech probably maybe makes it so she can connect to it or something. I don't know. I thought it was also interesting. We kind of found out. I mean, I know, because I was kind of confused on whether metas were actual metas or if they were just influenced by their tech. So it was interesting. They really confirmed that they don't have any powers outside of their weapons.
Yeah, but then in that question, shouldn't have the lawyer, when he picked up the staff, staff should have, like, reacted to a human touch to, like, turn on a little bit.
And the ghost, silver ghost or whatever, shouldn't have needed Weather Witch. She could have just got the staff herself.
So maybe they ended up becoming totally connected to
her fob. The Meditech on the fob allowed it so she can control, like, cars specifically.
She was saying... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, but how is she going to get inside Argus to get the car?
No, she's saying, if it had nothing to do with the person, then, like, hypothetically speaking,
anybody who grabbed it.
Yeah,
because
could
use
the weather staff.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so what? Yes.
Yeah. So maybe there is a thing where the power now is, their power now is to be able to control that item, and no one else can.
That makes more sense, because it all happened in conjunction with when the storm, the satellite broke off, because the girl got hit with the cam on her cell phone, and she was able to control it.
But no one else could just pick up her phone and do the same
thing. I guess
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I like that a little bit better, because at first when they kind of confirmed that, I didn't think about what you all just said. I was just like, does that mean the stakes aren't as high, because you can just kind of take away these people's things and then anyone can use it? So it's just kind of like, you know, deadly tools.
I do like, I definitely agree with you. I do like how it has to be with, like, that particular person. I think it does kind of make it...
Some people in the chat are saying maybe it imprinted on the DNA. Thank you, Angie.
Yeah.
So, like, that maybe they're the only ones to... Yeah.
That makes sense. But, so this car goes invisible, because this car can...
Invisible and quiet.
Invisible and quiet. So it's like a Prius. And it decides to go full. She decides to go full force against Nora. Just gonna hit Nora, which, like, I was. I mean, same, but I also was like, I think that's a little aggressive. But Joss comes through and throws out some ice to kind of throw the car out of control, and I felt like this was a very quick, like, the baddies were caught type thing. Not caught, but, like, I feel like it was very, I don't know, like, problem solved. Fairly quickly.
The baddies weren't caught.
That's what I said. I know, but I'm saying, like, as far as, like,
I'm
them
just
being
not
a huge.
Listening again.
Yeah, Zach doesn't listen to me, but I feel like it was just a big, like, the threat is kind of eliminated quickly.
For now.
Yeah. I feel like it did two things. One, I feel like it set up, like, this whole thing with Joss and
the Young Rogues.
Young Rogues and what they may be doing with it. Not saying, like, some backdoor pilot. I don't think it's gonna be, like, a complete spinoff. I just think they might be doing more with these characters, because she's talking about getting a team together.
Exactly.
So, and we already know that Cicada is not going to be the big bad the whole entire season, so that might come back around, this whole thing. So I felt like it set that up, that kind of introduction, and maybe that duality between the two of them, who are probably going to be the default leaders, where it's like one kind of wants to go the good route, the other one's kind of maybe too far gone. And I think it was also maybe symbolic for just Nora's, I mean, we needed another Nora lesson, so... I feel like that's why it wasn't, like, super complicated.
Ivan in the chat is saying, actually, the showrunner did mention that they will be doing a Young Rogues type thing. So maybe,
but, like,
it's
did
just,
they say show or
not show? Just, like, introducing into the Flash, which is kind of cool and reminiscent of when we did get to see the Rogues come to fruition in the past with the Flash. And I agree with what you're kind of saying. But there's a lot of, like, hints dropped, or, like, phrases from Barry and other things. And this whole episode is about redemption. This, again, is mirroring, like, season one or season two, where Barry had to learn a lesson with Snart. And they became, you know, he became a legend, died a hero, as he said. And Barry even said in this episode, maybe this is your snart. And
yeah.
This is a great lesson for her to learn the redemption. And I think maybe that's more of the setup where we'll see more of her teetering on the line of evil, not evil. What do I do? Kind of the same way Snart did, and eventually help her in some way.
Yeah. Before we hop into the next little tidbit, I really quickly, like, this isn't meant to sound heartless or anything, but the way that Nora reacted to her grandmother being killed by Thawne, like, you don't know your grandma. Not saying that, like, it's not, you know, you're not allowed to feel some type of way or whatever, but the how, like, dramatic she's being about, like, the no second chances and whatnot kind of was weird because it's just, like, you don't know your grandma, so I don't feel like you don't have that emotional connection to her.
I don't think it was an emotional connection. I think it more was, I don't know my father potentially because of you, and because of, and my father isn't around because of, like, things that you did to his mother. So it's kind of like a line.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because if you want to really look at it, this is what I was saying before. I'm upset with how we're playing with time so much, where it takes away from season 3, I think, when we did Flashpoint, how big that was. In the comics, that was a huge thing, Flashpoint. I mean, we're almost, I think we're actually still getting a movie through DC sometime soon with the DCU character. Nora's going back and forth in time, and it's creating these little ripples and changes and stuff. And, like, even in the intro of the show, Barry's just like, Nora changed our timeline. So she's having her own flashpoints. And rewatching the seasons again, Barry had multiple flashpoints where I'm just like, takes away from it, you know?
Yeah, I definitely saw that.
That was a little of a tangent.
No, you're good. Before we hop into the next segment, really quick, we just want to shout you guys out and let you all know how you can keep up with us, how you guys can keep talking with us. So, Jamie, girl, let them know.
Yes, After Buzzers. We just want to let you know that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. So from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve you television fans. But we need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Yes. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best part. Thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, you guys are the best part of this. We really do like talking to you all. Shout out to Ivan, Jasmine Jones, great last name, Chris Moe, Peyton727.
Baller Aware.
Baller Aware. I almost said Chauncey K. Robinson, but that's
you. That is me.
But no.
But you can always shout me. I'm fine with that.
Ringy
90998.
Yes. We seriously love talking to you guys. We love when you all
DM us. Carlos Hernandez.
Yes. We love when you all DM us, tweet us about, you know, all things Flash. We really do love talking to you all. So keep rocking with us. Someone who's not rocking with metahumans that much anymore is our boy Cisco. And I'm very confused by this entire storyline. But basically, Cisco kind of figures out that there's possibly a cure for metahumans. And our girl Caitlin is not feeling it. She's like,
ooh.
So who are you siding with? Are you team Caitlin on this situation? Are you team Cisco on this?
I'm team Cisco.
Really?
Yes. I mean, like, first of all, when he started to make the serum or whatnot, he never said it had to be for everybody. So Caitlin, relax. Okay, like, no, if he wants to do something different, I'm not mad at him. If he wants to live a normal life, he had some time off from being Vibe and enjoyed it. And if that's what he wants to do without somebody on his tail every week, then I'm not mad.
I'm going to have to kind of disagree and say he... I don't know if there's a disagreeing.
Oh, it's okay.
Is there a disagreeing? What I mean
is... You might
be
Team Caitlin.
No, Cisco straight up said we forcibly made metas. So it kind of sounds like he wants to redeem himself and take away those, like, powers from people.
But I mean, wouldn't that be quite the process to literally inject every single person? Like, he might not be an injection.
It could be something as easy as, like, reversing whatever they did in the particle accelerator and turning it back on and having that same exact.
But he said it was going to be a serum. They literally agreed that it was going to be. So I just don't think anywhere he was just like, we're going to take everything from everybody. I think Killer Frost jumped the gun a little bit and it was selfish on her part.
I think he sort of at first, it wasn't until that confrontation with Caitlin and Killer Frost where he was like, you know, saying, I mean, talking about his personal, because at first he was kind of making it seem like he was doing this for the greater good and this idea of, you know, wouldn't it be great if we, you know, people could choose because, you know, if you have radiation that you couldn't kill your friends, which sounds like a good idea, but I do think most of it was fueled by his personal grief, right? With his issues with his life right now or, you know, lack thereof of what he feels is outside of Team Flash.
Well, let's not forget, at this point. I mean, he also lost his brother.
Well, yeah, but that was not recently. So it's kind of like, where is this coming from? I just felt like, I'm not saying it was contrived. I just felt like it was, I don't know. I don't know if it's keeping with, maybe they're trying to find something to do more with Cisco in terms of motivation as opposed to just, you know, what they've kind of been doing with him for the past, where it was like getting over Gypsy and stuff. But I just, it seems like a little bit of a weird characterization because I don't think he's not, he said, I don't want to be the Flash, but he's not the Flash. Yeah. Like literally Joe and, Ralph and all of them were on vacation right now. You can go on vacation on Team Flash. The only person who really can is maybe the Flash himself. But you can actually have a life, Cisco. But right? I mean, it's like, it just seemed like, where's this coming from all of a sudden?
It didn't really make a lot of sense just because I don't think he's on the field as much as other people would be.
Yeah.
And then also, he just kind of sounded like Cicada to me a little bit. Like, just with the very, like, not, obviously not with the, like, the killing everybody or whatever, but the just... Metas are bad, like, point blank period. Like, at the end of the day, being a meta is not good. Like, I mean, obviously, we see, you know, towards the end of the episode that Caitlin takes him back to her dad's lab and, you know, agrees to help, but with the one rule that, you know, you can't force this on anybody. Everyone gets the choice whether they want to be meta or not. But yeah, in the beginning, he sounded a little
bitter.
My issue with all this is, like, taking from, like, Marvel, we've seen this in X-Men.
Exactly. And that's what I thought, like, too. I was like, this is not going to end well.
It's going to end horribly. Like, how could you... And he's a huge... In DC, they reference Marvel all the time, so I'm sure he's reading the X-Men comic books or seeing the movies and knows what's going to happen next with the military.
What if someone, like, gets the wrong hands on this? This could just be really bad.
Yeah.
Creating something that maybe shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Exactly. But what would be so bad? What do you mean by getting it
I feel like it's on the wrong hands, then they're going to start forcing metas to take... This idea that he thinks, oh, we make this thing and it'll just be us. That's never the case. Something can go wrong. It gets into the... It's a very dangerous thing to create. And sometimes it's like certain things shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
At least not man-made anyway, I feel.
It feels very like meta-genocide and kind of creeps me out. And then also I feel like, what if it gets in the wrong hands and it's used on Barry? You know? Like,
yeah. Exactly.
And then bye-bye Barry, no more Flash.
Yeah.
Well, obviously there's other
you could reset the particle accelerator and...
Oh, yeah.
But still.
Like, there's just too much... It's too risky to have... a quote-unquote cure out there. But you guys in the chat, let us know what you all think.
Team Caitlin or Team Cisco?
We've gotten a lot of Team Caitlins, I gotta say.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Which makes sense, I think.
I guess it makes sense.
I mean, although some people said that they both had good points, which, you know, determined, you know...
And Ivan made a
funny. I think Renji90998 said both of them were right, actually. If you had something like Fallout's powers, you wouldn't want them, but you may want to keep your powers, which makes sense. I just think...
It's going to be that choice.
And they did make that a rule. They were like, you know, we're not going to force this on anyone, no matter what. And I'm like, wait a minute. You had first talked about Cicada. Maybe we should force this on him. But, you know, anybody else, I guess. But it's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like they're not thinking of the risk.
Yeah, and Cisco, Ivan blatantly stated, especially how easy it is to break into Star Labs.
Exactly. That security is bad.
I mean, it's horrible.
It's inevitable. Someone's going to break in and get that cure.
Yeah.
Like, y'all not even going to put, like, a little code on Star Labs, please? Just think about it. Maybe season 6. I don't know. Maybe. We're just throwing ideas out there. But let's move on to... it wasn't a super big storyline, but it was enough that you know, you're kind of like, huh, what's going on here? Our boy Sherlock is on a mission, and he's being very mysterious.
He's not being mysterious at all.
He's being
to Barry.
To the actor, to the other characters.
Yeah, we obviously know what he's doing, but he's being... Zach doesn't listen, y'all.
I do listen.
He's being literal.
He's the Ralph Dibny of this. He's the Nora of this panel.
Oh, no.
But Sir Luke is on, you know, he's trying to figure out what's really good with Nora. And he is kind of creeping up. What do we think is going to come out of this? Because I don't know if it's... I don't know, like, what he's so suspicious about, but I'm interested, too.
I definitely think he should be suspicious. And I feel like whenever he comes to the conclusion, it'll be right at the right time to kind of be the missing piece to tie up whatever's going on with Nora and her writings in the journal and what's going on with Thawne. Whenever it unfolds, I think it'll be very worth it that he put in the time.
I think he has every right to. If I remember correctly, he had told Nora, this is a language I created so I could travel through time and it will stick. But Barry, who was in the Speed Force longer, had said that this is a language, I think, created by the Speed Force, past, present, future. So he's putting these things together, and I just... Something doesn't add up, and,
Yeah, I mean, Nora deleted her files. Why would you need to delete your files? What is in your files that would, you know, make it so that anyone would be suspicious? Now, I do find it a little weird that no one checked her files before this, though. It's kind of like when she revealed that she was, if there was files on her that Sir Luke just knew, I need to go get these files. Then no one else checked. I don't know. It feels a little weird. Like, where do these files come from that no one else checked them?
When he means files, like times that she's logged in, I don't think it's like files on who she is potentially. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I thought the files were.
So we saw last episode that she did a note to the future or whatever, and it was, she's like, never mind, I'll send it to myself. And I would think a smart person who is like writing cryptic messages to people would write it, send it, and then delete it as if it had never as if it was never sent, you know. It's like going on Gmail and writing something and then sending it anonymously and then deleting it from your account so that whoever got on your computer can't see it. That makes sense.
I guess. Before we hop into the baddie breakdown, though, there is one more point I wanted to bring up, and someone in the chat reminded me. What is going on with the countdown on Thawne?
It's a whole thing that they're setting up.
Maybe it's like some setup of dying or something. Like, how did he end up in that thing, too, right? It's like, how did he end up thing?
Yeah.
And, like, what's the countdown? Maybe he's, like, on death row.
Yeah.
Like, future death row type thing, where it's, like, your countdown and then, like, poison gas comes out.
Maybe it's, like, the Green Mile type, except he's guilty of what he did.
That's a cool... Yeah, that could be it.
But
I don't know. I mean, he does look like he's in prison, but I do also know that, like, Thawne gets stuck in time, and, like, there's, like, time remnants of him. And we saw that in whatever season it was where Thawne ended up coming back into... I think it was season two. Thawne came back, and Barry's like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh. He's like, I'm from an earlier future. So this could be, like, a different Thawne who... went around whatever Flashpoint was, or went around wherever What's-His-Face died, the younger Thawne, and he has an exponential amount of time until he disappears from existence.
Oh.
So maybe they have a countdown there to torture him a little bit, to say, like, hey, you know what, you did a lot of evil things, like, we're just going to rub this in your face, and maybe he is using Nora to try and, like, help him.
So you don't think he's you think he's a time remnant?
He's got to be some type of time remnant. I can't think of a plausible reason of how he survived. I don't watch Legends, and I know that he had been in there and died in Legends as well. So he's stuck in time somewhere from a different Flashpoint or Nora Point or home, whatever we want to say, a different timeline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys in the chat, in the comments, let us know what you all think of that situation, and we will touch back on this next week.
But I want to ask, but do you believe that he wants to be redeemed?
No, I don't trust him.
Okay.
I don't trust him further than I can throw him. I have no upper body strength.
Never in the comic books.
I think I was partial to Tom Cavanaugh, just playing. I was like, I believe you.
I love Tom Cavanaugh, so I'm just like, yes. But in reality, no.
Okay.
But you guys, let us know, and we will touch back on this next week, and we'll read out some of your all's comments. But let's get into our baddie breakdown for the week.
Yeah, baddie breakdown. So we, the writers do it again. This season has been... chock full of, how do I say this the right way, flipping of genders. That's
gender swap.
Gender swapping, okay. Where in the comics it would be, where we get gender swapping, where in the comics, traditionally it would be like a male who's playing it. Silver Ghost, which is kind of cool. They stuck with the original name. In the comics, Raphael Van Zant instead of Ray. Like kind of grillish, was actually a crime boss whose antics put him into conflicts with the Freedom Fighters. First met him and met the team. Silver Ghost ended up turning Phantom Lady, Black Condor, and Doll Man into silver statues. His power pretty much was just to, like, silver liquefy people.
Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. He never became, like, too big of a baddie. He did make his appearance in, like, pre-Crisis and then Crisis, and then made it right up into Convergence and different timelines of comic books, you know, the Silver and Golden Ages and all that, but never made it to New 52, so he actually doesn't have much of a presence in the comics today, which is okay. I'm okay with how the writers went and made it a female and then kind of flipped the powers completely. Sometimes the powers are cooler in the comics, but I think tonight's episode, like, I'd much rather have the powers that she has as compared to, you know, turning people and, like, putting silver on you, other than getting rich.
So, in the comics, he turned people to stone?
Statues. Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty interesting. I mean, that's a deadly.
And he has multiple. Yeah, he has multiple storylines where, like, in there's one in, like, Earth X where Earth X has with the Nazis and everything. In trying to chase a Nazi sympathizer to kill him, he travels through parallel dimensions and gets his powers through traveling through that to a different Earth, where we find on Earth One, and then he can, like, turn things into silver. Okay. It's still kind of, like, a weird.
So it's, like, a totally different
It's a
power.
Completely different power. Yeah, the writers just said, I don't know why they chose to use this name. I don't understand why they went with it. Silver Ghost is a cool name, and it kind of is. I don't even know how it applies to her in this episode tonight.
Yeah, that's very different. They haven't done that before, where they use a character and, like, it's a totally different power.
Well, right. I mean, she is. It does seem like she might be back, so maybe we'll see a little bit more of the comic version somehow.
We could potentially get, I mean, Earth X is still around. We could potentially see the original, Riley instead of Ray. And, I mean, we have seen doppelgangers. We have seen Jay Garrick impersonate, or Hunter Zolomon impersonating Jay Garrick and whatnot. So, who knows? We do have a bunch of pictures, three pictures of the comics. This is the latest photo of what he looks like. And then there's two older ones from probably back in, like, the early 90s and 80s and whatnot. So, Silver Ghost for you.
Thank you for that. Let's hop into news and gossip before we have to get up out of here.
Yes, news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so I got some two, like, kind of major ones. So, basically, The Flash EP, Todd Helbing, talks Nora's secret, West Allen's future, and a Medicare. Things that we saw touched upon tonight. And he gave an interview with Entertainment Tonight where he basically said, I'm excited for fans to learn a little bit more about Nora and Thawne. And then, just from a pure fanboy perspective, I'm super excited about the King Shark and Grodd episode that we are finally able to do. So we should look out for that. Some other tidbits he said is that we would be seeing a lot more of Thawne in the second half of the season, which kind of ties more into what they were saying in the beginning of the season, where they were going to kind of break apart the season. It wasn't going to be just one big bad the whole time. So we're seeing that maybe with Thawne a little bit more. Also in episode 12, Nora and Barry and Iris will go on a journey to the future, both together and separately at the same time. And then finally, we will see future Iris multiple times from the future and future episodes and get a peek into her reasons for the decisions she made. And lastly, a very good tidbit is that Jesse L. Martin, Joe West, is set to come back to set. We saw on social media there were some videos of him being on set, so we will have Joe West back there.
Was there any talk about what happened, or he just keeping it kind of under the wraps?
He broke his back or something.
He had a back injury, so he was on medical leave. So yes, he is back, and we are so excited to have Joe West back. We miss Joe, guys. Yeah, and then finally, some congratulations are in order. It was Grant Gustin's B-Day yesterday, so happy birthday to Grant.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Grant. And happy birthday. And also, the actor recently tied the knot to his fiance. So congrats are in order.
Darn.
Yes.
I didn't realize his birthday was so close to mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy belated.
Happy birthday to Zach as well.
Thanks,
oh, my God.
Guys. It was Sunday.
let's hop into predictions. Because we are back in full swing. For season 5.
Oh, we don't have the speed force.
We don't. But that's okay. Zach?
Man, we had a lot. I had a lot of predictions already in the night. Ooh, boy. Okay. We are going. You already said we're going to see a lot more Thawne. I got nothing. I said a lot. In tonight's. You know. So.
All right, James.
That's my predictions.
Well, I'm really excited about the stuff that you read for news and gossip. So those are some of the things I'd like to see, like Iris in the future, more of Thawne, Joe West coming back. I am curious about these rogues and how they go about collecting more ladies. It seemed like a girl power thing, so I want to see what ladies they bring on board and how wild they get with that. And I'm also curious just to see how Cicada comes back. You know, what's Cicada going to do? For the next episode, like, how is he going to come back into the picture and start wreaking the havoc that he does?
Oh, okay, maybe I do have a prediction.
Okay,
I think we're finally going to wrap up Cicada's story.
Okay, to wrap it up, yeah, because I don't
think
know.
It'll wrap it up finally. So,
My prediction is with more so with Cisco's cure or choice, as he says. I think he's going to take it.
I agree.
He's going to take the cure.
My prediction. I think we're going to find out that. Thawne might have played a father figure role for Nora in the future, and I think we're going to see how deep that runs.
Yeah.
And maybe Nora is not as good as we thought she may be.
Mm. Oh, you still think Nora might be sort of evil?
Not evil, I just think on a beaten path.
Yeah, she has less of the hero quality that Barry possesses.
Because she was raised. Where she could
easily
by.
Be swayed.
Yeah.
That'd
be interesting. Them having to go against their daughter next season or something.
Ooh.
I think that would be kind of cool, to be honest.
No, exactly.
And it would definitely play into the whole second chances thing. But we will see. Until next time, guys, I'm so glad that we're back. But if you want to hang out with me, I'm on all the things at OKDrewJ.
And yeah, you can catch me on Rotten Tomatoes I am official film and TV critic. And also on YouTube, you can follow me. And I have a horror and dark fantasy channel where I review movies and TV shows and all of that.
It's very good.
Yep, and you can just find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with the CH Silverman 2.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.